USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee plans to move forward this week with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. Then-Vice President Joe Biden is being accused by an FBI whistleblower of taking $5 million in exchange for a policy decision. Details are reportedly in the subpoenaed document. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I had a phone call with him, explained to him if he does not provide this, we will hold him in contempt. Now he said, yes, we do have the document, but he'll only show it to the chairman and ranking member. That is not how the Constitution works. If he doesn't come forth and allow everyone to see it, we will move contempt charges against him on Thursday.
Police are investigating the death of six women, all found in the same area of Oregon in the last 3 months. All six bodies were found within 100 miles of each other in the secluded areas of the woods across the Portland region. The deaths are being investigated as suspicious, but police haven't determined whether all the women were homicide victims. Five of the women range in age from 22 to 32, while the body of the sixth woman is still unidentified. So far, police say they haven't found any evidence that the cases are connected. It's a good time to be an Apple stockholder.
Apple stock soared to an all-time high following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout Monday's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year to date, the company's stock has risen over 39%. The new VR headset will provide a combination of virtual and augmented reality, superimposing virtual images onto live real-world video. I'm John Schaefer.
In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights are leading the series 2-0 over Florida with a 7-2 victory last night on the Las Vegas Strip. USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Lawyers for presidential candidate Donald Trump met with Justice Department officials yesterday.
The meeting in Washington, D.C. comes as Smith's investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents is said to be nearing the end. It also comes after a public request for a meeting from Trump's team about what they call prosecutorial misconduct. Meantime, the federal grand jury in the case is expected to meet this week. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southeastern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side in the war blaming the other. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s and holds back an amount of water about the same amount as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. The reservoir supplies water to Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula. The prime suspect from the case of a missing Alabama teen on the islands of Aruba 18 years ago will soon find himself in the USA.
Euron Vandersloot facing extortion charges for allegedly promising to lead Natalie Holloway's family to her body in exchange for $250,000. Natalie disappeared in Aruba back on May 30th of 2005, 5 years to the day of her disappearance on May 30th of 2010. A 21-year-old woman, Stephanie Flores, was found dead in Vandersloot's hotel room. He was found guilty of murder and has been locked up in prison in Peru, where he's serving a 28-year sentence. I'm Laura Winters.
Lance Fry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.